Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alison Priseman. I teach English in Mount Temple Comprehensive School on the Malahide Road in Dublin. I'd like to take a look at the comparative study using the text Macbeth with two other texts, Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller and My Left Foot, directed by Jim Sheridan. I'm going to look at the cultural context of these texts, and I'm going to go through some points you could cover in writing an essay on the cultural context. The cultural context is the world of the text, the world in which the story is set. When you analyse or consider the cultural context of your text, you should consider the socio-economic setting of the story. You should be able to comment on the values, beliefs and attitudes of people in this society. You should examine the kind of community which is portrayed in your text, and you should think about who has power in this community. Let's take a look at the cultural context of Macbeth. Macbeth was written for a predominantly Christian society during the reign of King James. The world of Macbeth is a dangerous place. Intrigue and treachery were common, and the audience could relate to this world. When the Thane of Cawdor was executed early in the play, Shakespeare's audience could easily imagine this, as the gunpowder plot was a recent event and insurrection led by Catholics was perceived as a very real threat to the crown. In contrast, the world of Death of a Salesman is set in post-war America, a consumerist capitalist society. This world is not as dangerous as Macbeth, but it has its own threats, and survival of the fittest is the only possibility in consumerist America. People like refrigerators, cars, and most machines become obsolete. The figure of Ben and the references to the jungle are a reminder that Willie Loman's world is fraught with dangers. The world of My Left Foot can be described as working-class Dublin in the 1930s, 40s and 50s. This is a more benevolent world and is by far the least threatening of the three texts for study. However, the cultural context of this text is one of hardship and poverty. In this world, ignorance about disability is widespread. When Mr. Brown goes to the pub after Christy has been born, the barman asks him if he will put the boy in a home. The child, Christy, must live with the ignorance and prejudice of the wider community. Even his own father dismisses him as a cripple. A neighbour describes him as a poor gobshite. In Christy's world, there are limited opportunities for the able-bodied, but nothing for the disabled. No school, no wheelchair, no support from the state. The world of Macbeth differs greatly from our own cultural context here in contemporary Ireland because the issues of kingship and succession were central to Macbeth's cultural context. The issue of succession plagues Macbeth just as it plagued Henry VIII. When Macbeth learns that Banquo has been killed, but Fleance has escaped, he is distraught. He becomes obsessed with his barren sceptre and fruitless crown. Shakespeare's audience also believed in the divine right of kings. The king was believed to be God's representative on earth. The relationship between king and state could be compared to that between head and body. If the king was morally corrupt, his corruption would infect the whole state like a disease. When Macduff meets Malcolm in the England scene, it is very clear that Macbeth is destroying his country. Scotland has become a fearful place where new widows howl, new orphans cry. Society under the tyrant is described as swollen and ulcerous. This is very different from the world of Salesman, where business is business and the only religion is visible commercial success. Willie Loman's idea of God is embodied in his brother Ben, who went into the jungle and came out with diamonds. Religion features in My Left Foot in the guise of the Catholic Church, but it is portrayed mainly as a negative force in people's lives. Students should contrast the socio-economic settings of each text. Shakespeare's Macbeth portrays the world of the nobility. Death of a Salesman portrays middle-class America, living in a cramped, suffocating environment where no growth is possible. Willie Loman has worked hard all his life, yet the struggle to make ends meet is crippling him. On the other hand, the world of My Left Foot is the most impoverished, yet its characters are much happier than those in Macbeth and Salesman. If students wish to use the above points in an essay, They should read over key moments or important scenes which best illustrate these points. You must support your points or opinions with reference to key moments. These can be planned well in advance of the exam. List at least 5 key moments from each text and take notes on them. The comparative study can be thoroughly planned in advance of the exam, thus eliminating a lot of unnecessary stress and confusion. The comparative study of texts is not without its challenges, but I hope that I've eased the burden a little, and I'd like to wish all Leaving Certs the very best of luck in June.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.